country singer Brooke Eden is in love, and she wants the world to know. The tune you're hearing is her new single, Sunroof, which Eden describes as the promise of spring and summer after a cold winter. And we experience that in her new music video as she and her partner take a joyride in a candy apple-colored Mustang with palm trees and a beach in the background. It also reflects a part of her life as an LGBTQ woman that she was forced to stay silent about until now. Brooke Eden, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Great to have you. So this song, Sunroof, is about your relationship with your partner of 5 years, Hillary, a promotions director at your record label. Was it love at first sight?
I think that it was the most love at first sight that I could have ever imagined. I didn't believe in love at first sight, but it was just this overwhelming feeling of peace, like I exhaled. And that was about as close to love at first sight as I've ever felt.
Absolutely. And weeks after you two started dating, you broke this news to some industry folks and some people on your team as well. And that response wasn't what you hoped.
It wasn't. And actually, I didn't even get to break the news. I don't know if it was our chemistry. I'm not really sure, but they found out before we could tell them, which was even worse. It was just the beginning, and we were trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to do with this. And that was really difficult because they basically told us, if you want to keep your career, you need to keep this relationship hidden. And that was so, it was just the hardest thing that someone should ever not have to go through.
Right. As both a person and an artist, they're basically telling you to suppress who you are.
Absolutely.
And this secrecy was not only threatening your relationship, but it also threatened your health.
Yeah, I got really sick. And about maybe 2 years into our relationship, I was getting really sick before my shows, and I just didn't understand what was happening. The doctors didn't know what was happening. And finally, they found out that I had ulcers in my small intestine. And the only way that I could get rid of those ulcers was by getting off of the road, taking really good care of myself. And my body had to heal them. There was no magic pill to help to make them go away. So, yeah, when you're suppressing something that's such a huge part of who you are, and this is no normal love. I mean, this is the love of my life, and our love meant so much to me and was such a huge part of who I was, and just bottling that up every single day, I definitely think that that can cause health issues, and it's not healthy for your physical being, your emotional being, or your mental being.
This is the point where you decided, I've got to be true to myself and live my truth. What was the response to that? I mean, I know that for you personally, it felt liberating, but what about for those around you?
For the most part, I got a lot of love because that was a few years in when I decided that we just couldn't do this anymore. And at that point, I think everyone knew this is no quote unquote phase. This is not two girls just having a good time. These are two humans who are madly in love with each other. And anyone around us who couldn't see that, I was just kind of like, you gotta go anyways. You know, there's, if you can't see that this is love, then I don't know how to show it to you.
You've been speaking pretty candidly about this for a little while now. How have your fans responded?
It's been incredible. I mean, Hillary's gotten so many friend requests on social media because, yes, because, you know, I think they realize she's such a huge part of me. And there's a lot of new fans who see themselves in our relationship. But, you know, of course, you have people who try to hide their homophobia behind Bible verses. And that's really hard. I grew up in a very religious household. I went to a Baptist school for 10 years of my life. And I grew up around that same hatred that I do not believe is God. I think that God is love. And I think that humans have interpreted his word in a really messed up, unhealthy way. But man, there are just some people out there who are so unhappy. And I'm not even mad at them. I'm just sad for them.
Mm. Well, this brings us to country music culture. Can we talk about that for a moment? You know, earlier this year, TJ Osborne, the lead vocalist for the country duo Brothers Osborne, came out publicly and fans largely seemed to embrace him. But then there's something else. TMZ published this video of one of country's biggest stars, Morgan Wallen, using the N-word while outside of his home, and his label and talent agency dropped him. His music was suspended. And he's since apologized, but his digital sales soared as fans bought his music out of protest. What do these events to you say about the culture of country music right now?
Ooh, I mean, it's so hard because before all the Morgan stuff started to happen, I was seeing such a beautiful trajectory of where our genre was going. One of my best friends in Nashville is Mickey Guyton, who's a Black female artist. And she put out this incredible music last year. One of her songs is called Black Like Me. And it's just the honesty within being a Black woman in America. And she's Grammy nominated in the country music genre. She has gotten, I always tell her she lives in LA right now. And I'm like, Mickey, you are the queen of Nashville. You don't realize this because you don't get to see all the billboards as you're driving down the Nashville roads. But there's a lot of Black artists that are coming to the forefront and getting a lot of attention and a lot of praise and a lot of support.
Yeah. So do you kind of see this as like two steps forward, one step back? I mean, it's sort of the country music industry is moving in a direction of being more inclusive, but maybe there's still work to do.
Oh, 100%. Yes, I definitely think it's two steps forward and one step back. And I just don't understand because Morgan, he's had a few spouts even before he said the N-word that were just bad spouts. And he has said to his fans, like, I need this time to better myself as a human. And they just keep on buying the records. And so I don't understand it. I really don't understand it, but I do know that we're going in a better direction. It's just slowly.
Well, your fans are telling you so. I mean, there's so many things online where folks we're reading are saying, oh, you know, I see myself in Brooke. It's because of Brooke that now I can speak my truth and live proud. What is your advice for aspiring country artists who love the medium? They love this music. They want to be a part of it, but they may not fit in the traditional mold.
I would just say you got to keep on being you. Slowly but surely, there's not going to be a traditional mold anymore. We're creating this space that is open and free for everyone. And you just have to keep on doing you and putting your foot down and saying, this is who I am. And like I've learned, it took 5 years, but people will start to realize that authenticity is key. And as long as you're being yourself, that's when people are going to start to embrace you, is when you just be you.
Oh, Brooke, thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Also, your voice is just so calming. I just want to listen to you all day long.
Well, you can listen to me and I can listen to your music.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Ain't no way I can shut this
down. Ain't no way I can live. Brooke Eden is a country music singer who's now sharing her love story with country music fans in the world through her music. Brooke was kind enough to give us a taste of her upcoming single, Got No Choice, which will be out soon.